You know, boys and girls, many years ago in England, it was hard to be a Christian. Terrible persecution, even from the government. Anybody that didn't belong to a certain church were terribly persecuted. And there was a blacksmith, a Christian blacksmith, and his little daughter, Elsie. Elsie's mother had died when she was very, very young. And these wicked men, soldiers, would come around trying to find out who were Christians and who had Bibles. They wanted to get the Bible out of the land. Elsie's father had a Bible which he loved to read to Elsie and read for himself every night. Elsie was a Christian, so was her father. But the father kept the book hidden in his blacksmith shop in a hole in the ceiling. Elsie knew where it was, but few people knew where that Bible was. The soldiers heard that he was a Christian, so they came and they tried to find that Bible, and they couldn't, so they took him away and put him in prison. They searched all over for the Bible, but they couldn't find it. So they thought it must be in the blacksmith shop somewhere, so we'll burn the blacksmith shop down, and that way we'll get rid of the Bible. So they did. They set it on fire, and they left. Little Elsie was watching, and she determined she was going to save her father's Bible. Quickly she dashed through the smoke and the flames and got on a chair and took the book, the Bible, down from its hiding place. Though she was badly burned, yet she was able to dig a hole in the ground deep enough to wrap the Bible up and bury it in the ground so nobody could find it until the soldiers all left. Sometime later, the village people who came to see the blacksmith shop found Elsie lying in the garden. She was badly burned, but she got better. But she had saved her father's Bible. Well, that's a good story about a little girl who loved the Word of God. I hope you love the Word of God, boys and girls. The Bible says the Word of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. They're more to be desired than fine gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey in the honeycomb. And there's great reward in keeping those. You read that in Psalm chapter 19, a nice psalm to read. And I hope you read it every day. And if you're not saved, I hope you'll put your trust into the God of the Bible, who sent his Son into the world to die on the cross for your sin and for my sin. You do it, and you'll be glad that you did. Thank you for listening.